All right, we got Steve Koski on the line, as promised, from Indian Country Sports and Lots. How are you, my friend?
Good, very good.
Merry Christmas.
Winter's trying to be here.
Yeah, finally it showed up. We got our Christmas present, huh?
Yeah. We didn't get much of that snow last night, but there's some good about it. We would like to have the snow, but on the other hand, the inland lakes that have ice, which there's becoming a few right now, I think this lack of snow helped them out. So they're on a bunch of the inland lakes doing kind of nicely. Kind of nicely on some of the inland lakes now, on early ice. Big Lake is not frozen at all yet.
No. I was going to ask you, have they seen any skim ice up on Huron Bay yet?
Oh, a couple weeks ago and a week ago, but nothing to amount to anything at all yet.
Okay.
Nothing to amount to anything at all. Inland lakes like Alberta Pond, Vermilac Lake, Sandy Lake, Parent, some of these lakes are doing pretty good. You know, there's a few inches of good solid ice on them. When we didn't get this pile of snow on top of them, I think it'll even be making more in the next few days. So hopefully that holds up. We'll at least have that for now.
Are they still catching good numbers of walleye and vermilac? That's one of the reports I got.
Yeah, some nice walleyes and a few good crappies and a few northerns.
All
surprising
right.
To have so little snow at this time of year and still not really a lot of ice, but it's one of those crazy years.
So what are you selling right now for live baits?
Three sizes of minnows and waxworms primarily. Some crawlers. Some of the inland lakes where they're fishing brook trout, they're fishing crawlers and waxworms and small minnows.
Okay.
Live bait is kind of hard this time of year because we have to get it shipped up by the UPS, but still there's people fishing.
So what about the hot lures right now? What are you seeing going off the shelves for you know, are you seeing like moonshine shiver minnows going off or buckshot spoons or what?
That type of stuff. Of course, Swedish pimples. The new smelt jig from Bear Creek is going over real well. The little tungsten jigs are going over real well.
Huh.
They like these new tungsten jigs. That's something that was new a couple of years ago.
Those are more environmentally friendly, right?
Tungsten isn't, I don't know if it's more environmentally friendly, but it's about twice the weight of lead.
Now that's what it is, yes.
It's much heavier, so you can have a smaller jig that weighs more and gets down quicker.
And tell us more about the Bear Creek lures. I'm not really familiar with those.
Well, Bear Creek Tackle Company's been out for a long time, and there's kind of an interesting thing about them. All of a sudden, we had been buying them from places and selling them for years, little teardrops and little spoons and stuff. I never realized Bear Creek, there is a Bear Creek up in Tapiola. All of a sudden, when they come out a couple years ago with a Pelkey jig, a Tapiola jig, a Carvico's jig, an Escanaba jig, I said, uh-oh, there's some connection here. Well, the owners of Bear Creek have a camp right up here in Berger County.
There you go.
Yep, so there's a connection, I guess.
All right, well,
but it's good tackle. The tungsten stuff is good stuff.
And we got more to get into with Steve at Indian Country Sports and Lots, including good reports from the Falls River, both in the river and the mouth. We'll find out what they're using, techniques, colors, and more. Plus, we'll hear about the open house they're going to have with the new owners of Indian Country Sports and Lots in our next report right here later this hour on The Outdoor Show.